Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Monday, May 12th. Owen Sound police continue to appeal for tips after a fatal hit and run over the weekend. Police say a male pedestrian was struck and killed while walking in the area of 5th Street East and 5th Avenue East around 3 a.m. early Saturday morning. The driver failed to remain at the scene. Police say the vehicle involved is believed to be a 2016 to 2021 Honda Civic, likely with noticeable front end damage. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact Owen Sound police or Crime Stoppers. The Hanover Fire Department's new Net Zero Fire Hall is up and running. A launch event was held Saturday to mark the opening of the new $7 million fire hall. Hanover Fire Chief Jeff Dettinger says the new facility represents a commitment to safety and excellence.
One of the most significant features in the station is our specialty training area. In our line of work, preparedness is everything. This designated space allows our firefighters to engage in scenario-based training that enhances their skills.
The new fire hall features four drive-through bays, a training area, offices, and other features. You'll soon see South Bruce Peninsula flashing a lot of Canadian pride. Flag banners are planned for around Sauble Beach, Wyerton, and Hepworth. Town Mayor Jay Kirkland hopes they'll be up by Canada Day. He says the Sauble Beach Chamber of Commerce first floated the idea when U.S. President Donald Trump started putting tariffs on Canadian goods. The Wyerton Legion also expressed a desire for a show of Canadian pride. The Southampton Rotary Club is helping people spot online misinformation. Tony Sheard is president of the local Rotary Club.
We developed like a little checklist, if you like, of things which might be useful for people to guide them when they're looking at news reports.
To Queen's Park, an MPP has proposed a bill to remove all parking fees at Ontario hospitals for workers, patients, and families. It's the NDP's second attempt to pass the bill, which received support from the Ontario Nurses Association. But Health Minister Sylvia Jones appeared to reject the proposal last week, saying there are already limits on parking fees. And in national news, we'll learn Prime Minister Mark Carney's cabinet tomorrow. There's lots of speculation about the size of Carney's inner circle. The PM's caretaker cabinet, formed just after he took office, had 23, well below the 40 in Justin Trudeau's cabinet. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a big jump at the open this morning. Futures rocket higher after the U.S. and China announce a trade agreement to slash tariffs for 90 days. The Dow and S&P 500 both set to open around 3%. Higher, 4% for the tech stock benchmark, the NASDAQ. Bitcoin trading, little change this morning, hovering at around 104,000 US. The price of oil higher, more than 3.5% to over 63 per barrel, while Safe Haven Gold sharply lower on renewed market optimism, down nearly 4%, 3,215 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 71.50 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Brighthead with the morning sports, brought to you by Remax. Sergei Bobrovsky stopped all 23 Maple Leaf shots in Florida's 2-0 win. The series is tied at 2. Big Game 5 is back in Toronto on Wednesday. Winnipeg Jets are winless on the road this postseason after falling in Dallas 5-2. Stars lead 2-1. Canada beat Latvia to improve to 2-0 at the World Hockey Championship. Lots of history in the PWHL. Minnesota defeated Toronto 7-5 in the league's highest scoring game ever. Frost lead 2-1. And Montreal won the longest game in history. Victoire got the winner in the fourth overtime to tie their series with Ottawa at 1. The Blue Jays swept in Seattle. They've won 4 straight. Ayami Sato became the first woman to play in a Canadian men's pro league when she pitched 2 shutout innings for Toronto in the Intercounty Baseball League. Kitchener won the game, though. And in the NBA, Oklahoma City's victory evens things with Denver at 2, and Indiana down Cleveland to take a 3-1 lead. Now, here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound North Stars fell 11-5 to Orangeville Northmen in Ontario Junior B lacrosse action yesterday. And the 5th annual Lures in Line Spring Trout Derby wrapped up. Jake Mallard was the big boat prize winner, while over $7,500 was raised to support the Sydenham Sportsmen's Association hatchery rebuild. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page. Just go to bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. Your weather is coming up next. A beautiful spring day, sunshine and a high of 24. Tonight, clear sky with a low of 9 and mainly sunny early on tomorrow, then increasing cloudiness, slight chance of some showers in the afternoon. Tuesday's high, 20.